Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with a brand new episode about one of our favorite topics. Some business off the top before I introduce everybody, though, at Round Rock Pod on Twitter, roundrockpod@gmail.com, patreon.com/roundrockpod, and call us on the phone at the number in the description of the episode. I'm here, as always, with America's Uncle Dad, a man I saw a Marvel movie with earlier today in a movie theater, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good.
But
saw Shang-Chi, baby.
Yeah.
That's right, baby. Ten rings. The Tom Brady of the Marvel Universe.
He's actually
the Yogi Berra of the Marvel Universe.
I'm just happy we finally got Wong Kar Wai's longtime collaborator Tony Leung into the MCU does not depress me at all. All right, we're here. We've got some special guests here. Two of my favorite people on planet Earth, from the Ad Wizards podcast, Aviva Siegel and Land Smith. Land, Aviva, how are you?
Good. When you said we were your favorite people, we held hands and threw them up in the air together. You can't see us right now, but that's what we did.
That did happen. Yeah. It's so great to talk to you guys. I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah, I'm glad you're alive, Land.
Yeah.
It's always a question. I'm always like, is Land alive today? Every time I wake up, and then I'm like, yes, he is.
Me too. It's real touch and go with Land, I'd say,
hey, me
week
too.
To week.
Me too.
So,
yeah.
Land, Aviva, explain to our Roundball Rock listeners what the Ad Wizards podcast is.
Well, we'll tell you. The Ad was Wizards podcast.
Talk into the mic, Viv.
I'm not speaking into a microphone. I was just talking to a broccoli stalk. The Ad Wizards podcast is a podcast about commercials. And we've interviewed some stars from commercials, such as the voice of the Noid, the kid from the Mazda Zoom Zoom commercials, the lead singer from the Credit Report.
The French man. He's French, right?
Canadian. French Canadian.
Well, yeah. So off-brand French.
Yeah.
Who do you feel like you learned the most from?
Probably Pons Mar, the voice of the Noid. He's worked with some pretty great filmmakers.
He was in The Wizard of Oz 2 as a wheeler.
Return to Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played with the Wheelers.
Return to Oz.
Who actually the Noid? Sorry.
Well, Sean, you got to avoid the Noid, man. Not inhale the Noid.
I inhale the Noid. The Wheelies look like the Noid.
Because
at least one of them. Guy. I mean, it's probably him, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably just him. But he was a very nice guy. We talked for a long time. He was pretty upset when the Noid came back, and he was like, he like sent me an email when he saw that. He's like, I hate this, and they're like not doing justice to the original Noid.
To the Noid.
Oh, so you did an episode about the Noid not realizing that the Noid was coming back.
Yeah, I came out like a few days before the Noid then came back. God. Yeah.
So it looked like you guys were incredibly timely.
Yeah, which is not
insiders.
We would not do some. We would never be timely or organized in such a way.
It was but a happy accident, as I'm fond of saying.
Lands, I was saying that.
yeah, Land is always saying that.
Quit saying that, Land.
I should tell I should tell the listeners when I first
listeners.
I almost said my listeners. Yeah, I should tell the listeners when I first met Land doing stand up. He was like, "Hi, my name's Land," and I was like, "Excuse me, Land?" And he said, "Yeah, like the ground."
Yeah, That's the line I've come up with that really it gets the message across, because every time I meet a new person, I've got to have some type of exchange like this, because, if you have a name that's, a little unusual, it doesn't register as a name. So like Lance. OK, Lance. I'm usually Lance to people.
Mm-hmm. You don't look like a Lance. You look like a Land.
I was thinking of going with Landon, maybe.
Well, didn't you have a persona named Lance Smith that was like a cool guy version of you?
It was who I aspire to be. Lance Smith. He's got a lot of muscles.
So, question for the Ad Wizards. Who are some of your dream commercial stars, I guess, that you would like to get on the podcast?
Who do we like? Oh, we like Crazy Gideon.
Oh, yeah. That's a local LA. We local do a lot LA. Of like local commercials is kind of what we've started focusing on. Just like kind of, I don't know. It's
the Cal Worthington thing was fascinating.
Yeah, he passed away. I mean, we could maybe try to interview his family. He unfortunately passed away. I can track down his family.
No, we won't. We're not going to do that.
I might do that.
Have you considered getting the Dude You're Getting a Dell guy?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is these people are pretty accessible. Mm-hmm. They're not that. I found the Zoom Zoom kid. I found his number from he's a lawyer, and I found his number from his law office's website. So I just gave him a call. And he was happy to talk to me. These guys are all happy to chat.
Been shut down by anybody?
Well, this wasn't a shutdown so much as like a fizzle out of a like I talked to a guy from the What's Up commercials. He was like one of the main guys from it was more of like a scheduling issue, and he I was kind of dicking him around a little bit, and it just fizzled out. I feel like we could still chat, but no one has not gotten back to me or said no. That has not happened.
Interesting. Well, Sean, Do you want to explain to the listeners why we have the Ad Wizards podcast on with us today?
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of the Ad Wizards podcast. And on this podcast, we have talked about what is perhaps the longest running NBA commercial feature that I can think of.
Jordan Haynes ones were close, right?
Yeah, but it just didn't go into the same kind of... I mean, he would do Haynes commercials, but it wasn't like there was a fictional world. There was a weird...
Well, there was a briefly a world where it appeared he lived with Kevin Bacon, but then he lived with Charlie Sheen.
And then creepy guys would tell him about their Haynes underwear. But again, these Chris Paul ads, we're about to go into our ninth year of these State Farm Chris Paul ads. And I feel like they've reached a point, like even the Spike Lee with Michael Jordan ads, I don't think had this kind of longevity.
Right.
So we wanted to have you guys on. I have no idea your level of familiarity with basketball. It could be nothing at all, and that's totally fine. But we wanted to just use you guys
as experts on the Chris Paul State Farm cinematic universe.
Yeah, exactly. And I just wanted to take us through these chronologically and just talk about Chris Paul and State Farm.
Now, we're not doing all of them, but we're doing a lot of them. Right, John?
Right. we are doing a representative commercial or two from each era.
Yeah, because I feel like they do about three or four different ones a season, probably.
Right? Yeah, that's about right. And I just wanted to get the flavor of what was going on with the State Farm ads at that time, season.
So
yeah, I don't know if it's okay. Our level of basketball and sports knowledge is not very current. I did a little Googling. I mean, I used to like the Los Angeles Lakers growing up, Magic Johnson.
But I had a credit card that said Lakers on it.
Yeah, we love that. Huge Lakers head.
Yeah, I won a contest because I had a Lakers credit card to meet a Lakers player.
Do you know what player it was?
Yeah, it was like his name was Steve Blake.
Okay, all right.
Wow. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, we know who Steve Blake is. Oh, yeah.
I didn't meet him because I like asked around. I was like, "Do you guys know who Steve Blake is?" And everyone was like, "No, like we don't. No one cares about Steve Blake." And I was like, "I'm just like not. I was supposed to go meet him at my bank and like shake his hand. I didn't show up."
Wait, you ghosted Steve Blake?
Is he good?
No, but he played for a long time.
Oh, okay.
He was, like, fine. He played on probably five different teams, maybe more, I would say.
Oh.
He was in the NBA for a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. He's Steve Blake. Right. It doesn't.
Okay.
I'm sure it happened to him all the time.
I'm going to share a photo of Steve Blake in the chat. Just give me a second, because I think you should see what he looks like.
What do you think Steve Blake looks like, Aviva?
I think he's like a thin white man.
Oh, all right. Good guess. Good guess.
Wrong? I mean, you pretty much
nailed it. You don't have to share the picture anymore, Sean. She knows exactly what he looks like.
If Jack Earl Haley was a basketball player, he would look like Steve Blake.
Chris Paul? CP3?
Yeah.
Is that who we're talking about?
We are talking about CP3. Yes.
So I did a little late Googling before the podcast.
Oh, good. What did you learn about CP3, your Googling?
I see that he's a very good basketball player.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah.
One of the greats, people argue.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. He has a bit of a temper, maybe, or maybe he has some problems with teammates. He's a little bossy, perhaps.
He's very bossy. Yeah. He's like the NBA's Napoleon.
Okay.
Because he's very small and he's always yelling at everybody.
And he always goes too far.
Oh.
And he kind of overreaches himself, and that ends up being his doom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What was the name of the really little guy?
Scottie Pippen.
No. Scottie Pippen's not little.
Oh, wait. Who am I thinking?
Scottie Muggsy Pippen's Bose?
Boats? I'm thinking of Muggsy yeah. Bose. Thank you.
Wait, Scottie Pippen isn't little?
He's no, Scottie little. Pippen's very long, actually.
Oh, he's long? He's yeah. not tall.
He's like pretty tall. He's like relatively. He's like 6'7 or 6'8 or something. Oh. But his arms are very long.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You should check him out, dude.
Okay.
I actually just saw a tweet that said Scottie Pippen looks like Chester Cheetah. And now I'm never going to stop thinking about that. Well, we should dive into these commercials now that you know something about CP3. Now, what actually, Land?
Yes.
Have you done any Googling on what State Farm Insurance is?
I mean, I know what an insurance company is, Joey.
Okay, good. Just make sure.
I have State Farm insurance.
You do?
Oh, are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also a State Farm customer, and no complaints.
Oh, were you influenced by their affiliation with the NBA and Chris? I keep wanting to call him Chris John, but that's a different guy.
That's our friend. Yeah.
Oh. Also somewhat undersized for his job.
Yeah. I have to say, I really hate State Farm commercials on the whole. They, like, I really don't like their whole thing. Aside from these commercials is, like, you know, well, like, a good neighbor State Farm is there, but that it's always, like, someone who's, like, you know, the customer's so grateful State Farm helped them. Like, yeah. Oh, like, here's, like, all, I'm a butcher, and here's this, like, pile of meat. I'm, like, so grateful that you saved me this much money on my car insurance. I'm just, like, this is unbelievable. This is just, I just don't believe this relationship is real.
Yeah. I
don't like that either.
Yeah. I don't like it at all.
It seems like they kind of have disdain for normal people in those commercials, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah. Look at these fucking idiots not knowing that they pay us money for this insurance. Not... Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a world where everyone is pretty dumb aside from Jake from State Farm.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't really care for the Aaron Rodgers ads either.
Mm.
The football player ones are not really better.
Okay.
So they do ads too. Another thing about sports, if you're a sports fan, you watch live TV, that's like one of the last places where you see commercials, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're not hip to all that, but please bear with us.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if you know, if you watch Joe Rogan on YouTube, you see a lot of commercials for you supplements? Know, brain supplements.
Yeah, you see that, but it's a different. The television commercial is a different. It's a
of
different
course.
Beast.
Yeah.
Well,
should I play the audio of the first ever State Farm commercial with Chris Paul?
Yeah, this one is titled Born to Assist, and it introduces the somewhat horrific
let's play it and then we'll talk about it.
But this is the most high concept of all the State Farm ads.
Okay.
On May 6th, 1985, identical twins were separated at birth. Despite their different upbringings, they shared one invaluable trait. They were both born to assist. Chris Paul was destined to become the ultimate team player. Cliff Paul was destined to lead a life of helping others. And that led him to become a State Farm agent. Assisting is in your blood. You know it. Find a State Farm agent born to get you to a better state.
All right, so that's our first commercial. Now, Ad Wizards.
Yes. Yeah.
When we asked you to do this, did you imagine that we were going to take you to a horrific world where twins were somehow separated at birth? and one became a millionaire basketball player and the other is a loser insurance agent.
Yeah, they really don't emphasize that in the commercial. They're just like, these jobs, they're just different. One's not better than the other, but one is definitely like much better than so Chris Paul is known for passing the ball.
He is known for passing the ball, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, just wanted to clear that up. He's known for passing the ball.
Delighted.
You know, yeah. Who else was known for passing the ball, actually? Steve Blake.
Really?
Anyway.
What? Okay. I should have shaken this guy's hand.
But he's like,
well,
really
technically
good.
You passed on that opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I dropped the ball on that.
Game recognized game is what he said. So, wait, this guy is like one of the most highly paid players. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
But does he take shots or is he just passing the ball around?
He also takes shots. Yeah, yeah, no. He's a pretty good scorer, but he's mainly known for like running the offense, like making sure guys are in the right place so when he gives them the ball, they can score easily or else he'll yell at them some more and then blame them for his own personal foibles.
Wonderful.
He sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
Were you disturbed by the concept just to begin with?
Because Sean is. Yeah. Sean talks about this a lot, how disturbing this concept is to him.
I just don't understand how it would happen.
How they were separated at birth and they both have to be great at assisting in very different ways.
I just don't understand who Cliff Paul went home with. Like a woman gave birth to twins and left the hospital with no complaints, even though she had one kid.
Well, wait, okay. Maybe I missed this, but is it possible the mother gave birth to twins and she was just like, she gave birth and then it was like a closed adoption? Or, you know, we don't know the terms of the adoption, but that the two babies were then both adopted to different homes?
That has to be how it works.
That has
right?
to be, because I don't think it's that the mother is like, I'll keep this one and the other will go to another woman. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, no. Because wait, how did it happen in the parent trap? Oh, wait, they got divorced and one.
That one's maybe even more disturbing in the parent trap. This one does seem like maybe legitimately a mistake, but yeah.
It was either parent trap or the dad was like, I'll take. No, it wasn't parent trap, because they would have, eventually gone to summer camp together and realized they were twins. And I think it was an adoption situation. The mother couldn't take care of the twins and they went to separate homes. That's what I'm thinking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That makes this that adds an even deeper level to what's going on here, I feel like. Right, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. Because we're honestly seeing that Cliff Paul actually has a very similar skill set to his brother, but he's left in the world of nerds, and as we will see in the next commercial, generationally, it appears that his children are also doomed to be nerds.
Now, we should also mention at one point Cliff Paul was very charming, I would say. In that, like, they had an all-star game at one point where, like, Chris Paul was wearing the fake mustache and the vest in the stands, like, waving at people as Cliff Paul.
Well, the funny thing is that he was holding up a sign that said East as well, even though Chris Paul played
for the West.
Western Conference. He's actually only played in the Western Conference.
Yeah. Basketball.
People would hold up signs like fat heads of Cliff Paul instead of Chris Paul. It's just him with a fake mustache on, right? And glasses.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of a brilliant marketing campaign in that, I don't know, people that are into this character, this basketball player, that's watching these commercials. Not knowing who this guy is at all, it's like when when you watch, I don't know, if I'm also not that into superhero movies, but like when some character that everybody knows is on the screen, it's just like Oh, there he is. And he, like, kind of makes a little...
It's like Deadpool is in a Mint Mobile commercial or something.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm trying.
It's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm not actually sure what I'm talking about. But, yeah, they really create this whole world-building thing with the guy, and I could see it throughout the commercials.
I know. I was watching, and I was like, God, they, like, wrote the crap out of this commercial, and I don't give a fuck about this. Like, who is this guy?
Well, they go very hard on trying to connect assist puns and basketball puns for the first couple of years of this.
I know.
That was their angle.
I guess we should get to our second ad, right?
Yeah, the second ad, we're expanding the world right now, where... Chris and Cliff Paul look to their ancestors, which are somehow shared. I mean, I guess they're shared, but it's not clear whose photo album they're looking in. But they learn about the history of assisting.
Twins Cliff and Chris Paul couldn't stop talking about the assist. And yet, a new question.
Daddy, where does this come from?
Rendered them speechless. As the Pauls delved deep into their lineage, they discovered something extraordinary. In 1922, local shopkeeper Clifford Paul, senior, inspired employees at State Farm, a thriving new insurance agency, to be there for customers like a good neighbor. While Christopher Paul, senior, revolutionized the game of basketball by suggesting players pass the ball to other players who could then score. Delighted that their ancestors invented the assist, the twins could rest assured the gift of giving was in their genes. Allegedly. Nothing endures like the legacy of an assist.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say right off the bat is the fact that their ancestors are named Cliff Paul, senior, and Chris Paul, senior, throws the adoption thing right out the window.
Mm. Yeah.
It's nefarious. Yeah. Now it is officially nefarious.
That's true, because why would they would be named something completely different? Yeah. unless the birth mother was like, I want you to adopt these children, but the one condition of the adoption is to name them after my great, great, great grandfather.
They're so like, that... why? And he says, well, they invented the concept of helping. Assisting. No one did that until the early 20th century.
Yeah, this use of the word assist, I'm like, please give it a... I don't like it. I don't like that they're forcing this connection between... You know, the assist in basketball and assisting as a State Farm agent. And I really don't like, I feel pretty manipulated that State Farm is like, you know, we just started as this little mom and pop insurance company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're your friend and we want to help you. And I hate that. I don't like that at all.
You know what I do like in these commercials, having heard them now? Actually, the music. I think the music's pretty good. It's like very specific. You know what I mean? Like I've seen these commercials enough though, where I'm like, oh yeah, it's a State Farm commercial before like, like 0.3 seconds in.
Doesn't it kind of sound like there's a mystery waiting to be revealed a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe what the fuck happened to these twins?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Spoiler alert, they never reveal how this happened.
Maybe the mystery is like, did you ever see that documentary where those two twins find each other and then there's like a third, a third, and then there's three identical.
Yeah.
Three identical strangers, I think
it's maybe it's like that, there's a third.
Oh.
And that commercial has yet to come out.
that documentary was amazing because it really felt like it spoke to a certain time in our society that is completely gone, where it was like, so obviously we started a restaurant and we'd like walk around to the tables and they'd see the triplets and then we'd dance together. It was like, yeah, wives were out the door. I'm like, when was this? They're like 1986. I mean, that sounds like something you would take someone to as like a prank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like, let's ironically go to the triplet restaurant that'll close in 6 months.
And then I was the answer to many of those things in the 80s was just like cocaine, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should say at this point in the Chris and Cliff Paul timeline, again, Cliff Paul, people are enjoying it. Right, Sean?
Oh, absolutely.
And that is how we get to this next part where yes. State Farm really starts quadrupling down on this idea that there are twins and basketball players wearing fake mustaches. So let's get to
meet the National Bureau of Assists.
Uh-huh. Yeah, here we go.
For Chris and Cliff Paul, the day began like any other. Until the State Farm agent with over 15,000 assists and one expression, Don Stockton, made Cliff an offer he couldn't pass up. To join the elite State Farm National Bureau of Assists. Introducing State Farm agents Sebastian Curry, twin brother of Stephen Curry, has a master's in disasters. Summer Bird, twin sister of Sue Bird, stops at nothing for her customers, except stoplights. Darius Lillard, twin brother of Damian Lillard, likes to say there's no I in assist, even if there clearly is. And Don Stockton, twin brother of John Stockton, the chief assist officer.
Welcome to the team, Cliff.
Assisting has a new starting five, the National Bureau of Assists.
So well, if there's like a State Farm Avengers now.
Kind of. Did they call it a league? Was it a?
It's a league? Bureau.
It's a bureau.
A bureau. Okay.
Because it's the NBA, right? So it's National Bureau of Assists.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of different twins, and half of that, some of the twins are insurance agents. Some of them are pro basketball players. Yes, and there's like a whole group of them that are, it's like, it's just a coincidence.
And how do you feel about their names versus Cliff and Chris Paul?
Similar.
Then it's Stephen and Sebastian Curry.
Both S's.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's funny about this one is that Steph Curry has an actual brother whose name is Seth.
In the NBA. So they very clearly couldn't name him Seth Curry. And but that's like the logical one, right? Steph and Seth.
The other factor is that his real first name is actually Wardell.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But we can't get into Steph Curry right now.
Yeah.
But here's the one I really hate.
Oh.
Summer Bird versus Sue Bird? That's not even close.
Yeah, I mean, what would have been better? The real basketball player is Summer Bird?
No, the real basketball player is Sue.
Maybe, like, what would have been better? Like,
Super Bird?
No. Super Bird.
That's the sandwich at Denny's land.
Okay, it's not that funny. Let's move on. It
was just insane that you said that.
I don't know. I hadn't said anything for a while.
Well, now this is not. I mean, this seems like some weird social experiment.
Yeah,
that, like
right, an old now situation. They've made it more troubling.
Mm-hmm.
And also that somehow they also discovered Cliff Paul very late in Chris Paul's life.
Right. What was happening to poor Cliff Paul?
Like, they already know that there's an established set of twins that pass the ball and or sell insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have had their eyes more open, in my opinion, here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. If I was like an insurance agent at State Farm and I was watching this, I'd just be like, how dare you try to add any kind of importance to the work we do here? We hate this.
Sound like a great employee.
So I think there is a certain point at when this happens, when they realize they have flown too close to the sun. Like they could have started making Cliff Paul things indefinitely. I do want to tell you about one that I didn't make you watch because it is interminably long and I'm not even sure what it was made for. And what it is a fake press conference with Cliff and Chris Paul sitting side by side. And they don't even really bother to try to make it realistic. They have completely different backgrounds behind each other. They're supposedly answering questions about the differences between the National Basketball Association and the National Bureau of Assists. And it's just an excuse for Cliff Paul to constantly say things like, we'll protect you from anything. Rockets, lakes, whatever it is.
Doesn't he play for a team called the Rockets?
Well, not at this point.
This was before the Clippers.
We'll protect you from the Heat.
Oh.
We'll protect you from Bobcats. We'll protect you from Timberwolves. And it is.
Ew, really? That sucks.
No, it's not.
No, I didn't make you watch it. I didn't make you watch that because they are scraping the pun barrel so hard
for
each and everything. And I think once they did that, they were kind of like, well, we have to stop saying assist so much.
It's time to stop.
Well,
there aren't enough synonyms for this.
Well, I would
because,
say
because passing is sort of the opposite of what you want your insurance agent to do.
Well, I would say... Oh, go ahead, Eva.
Now, these insurance agents are not called assists, right? They're just called agents. They're not...
No, but they assist you in getting your money back or fixing your car.
This is the
marketing
team's big play.
I understand what they're doing.
What do we do in common? We assist you. Oh, yeah, let's... That's really good.
Enough with your explanation. I understand what they're doing. And how dare you? Okay.
And how dare you?
And how dare you?
Okay.
Anyway. Oh, well. Okay, I'm done speaking.
So I guess they do this, right? And they're like, look, that didn't work. We can't do other twins now. But we do like the idea of making other basketball players dress up and do characters. Some... hopefully in horrific CGI bodies.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that is where you get what comes next. Sean, is there anything else you want to say about this particular one?
It's weird because it's definitely in the same like Cliff Paul universe.
Because Cliff Paul is in it. But
yeah, this is the WandaVision of the State Farm commercial.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
It's a fake sitcom for no reason that also has extremely horrific elements if you think about it too much.
Yep.
Yes.
Meet the Hoopers, the all-star family. With dad, mom, son, grandpa, baby. With a good neighbor right next door. Assisting them with life. So much more. It's the Hoopers.
Kevin. So I see you're becoming a teenager. Been walking around acting all cavalier. I think it's about time we had that talk about the Hawks and the Hornets.
No way. Dad, I'm not going to talk about that with you.
That's Kevin all Love right, on a teenage body.
Said he'd add you to our car insurance when you're ready to drive. But that is not going to happen unless we read this book, son. Once upon a time, a hawk and a hornet loved each other very much.
We got robbed. We've been robbed. Hey, we got robbed.
What?
My rings are gone.
You ain't got no rings.
Sure don't.
Don't worry, Mrs. Hooper. If you ever do get a ring, State Farm can cover your jewelry in case of a robbery.
Mama's got no rings.
Really, baby?
I want a ring.
Somebody need changes, baby. Ooh.
So that's the Hoopers. That was, of course, DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul's teammate, 7-foot teammate in drag as the mom. Damian Lillard's head put on a baby's body as the baby.
Yeah.
Kevin Love's head, who I should add, is, of course, the nephew of Beach Boy Mike Love, the worst man in rock and roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
His head on a teenage boy's body. And, of course, yeah. Kevin Garnett in old man makeup as grandpa.
And they're called the Hoopers because they shoot hoop?
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess Hooper could be a last name.
Okay. And it is.
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't need it. It's not really that theoretical. The phone book can validate that statement. So I want to start at
this one. I feel like we have a lot to say here.
Can we save the Kevin Love part for the for last?
What do you mean?
Or maybe Kevin or Love do it part? First? Oh, okay. Well, let's first of all, I just want to mention the theme song. Literally is supposed to be a sitcom theme song, and it just goes the dad, the mom,
yeah,
grandpa, like, which is not very accurate, but also I kind of wish that TV theme songs were like that too.
Oh, for sure.
They'd just be like, detective, the chief,
yeah,
the guy who's on the take.
Gilligan's Island did that.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
And if you watched Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, there was a group called Rockapella. Mm-hmm. You guys familiar?
Oh, yeah. I love Rockapella.
And they would say the warrant. Mm-hmm. That was, maybe that didn't. You can test that out.
Hey there, gobble shoes.
I'd like to hear that hair metal band be introduced by, like, at some point. Like, the crowd's going crazy. They're like, and now, coming to the States. And then Rockabella just goes, the warrant!
That'd be cool. Now, I should tell you, Sean really spared you guys by not sending you the one where the kid and the baby rap.
What? That's what we
want to
see.
Well,
all right. Well, should we pull it up? Jamie?
I have it right now. I'll play it.
It's called
here.
Dropping Dimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Baby Dame on the stairs. I'm even dropping dimes on my teddy bear.
I probably shouldn't have brought up how much money you can save with State Farm by combining your home and auto insurance around the kids.
Kevin, where you get all them dimes from?
Combine home and auto. Save money. Drop dimes.
Drip, drip, drop.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's repeating there.
There's a baby rapping?
Yes. The baby is rapping because the baby, Dame Lillard, is an NBA rapper.
He also is extremely serious about his rapping, mm-hmm. and Good. To the point where fans of his team go out of their way to act like it's serious and legitimate music. This basketball player is putting out.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Like every time. Yeah. So he's extremely serious about it. He doesn't think it's funny that he's doing it. It's not ironic at all. He performed a freestyle at the All-Star game that was really bad. And so this is like somebody, the comedy example would be if you made someone wear like a dirty penguin costume and perform at the show, and that he's like, well, you just want the stage time so bad. That was like, I think Damian Lillard was kind of like, wait, I get to rap in this commercial? And then they're like, but you're like a baby. The joke is that you can't control your urine and your poop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a baby. And he's like, but I'd still get to rap, right? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is it it's a adult head on a baby?
It is an adult head on a baby's body, yeah.
Not like an E-Trade baby.
No. Yeah. Do you ever see that Wayne's Brothers movie where the
Little Man?
Okay, yeah, it's like Little
Man. It's
Man's
a Little style. Man situation.
You know this commercial?
I saw it today.
We sent you the link. You were supposed to watch it.
I watched the one where it's like the sitcom, and there was a baby.
I did not include the rap one because I thought it was too unpleasant to make someone do it. But now in hindsight, I'm like, that's the dumbest thing they get to the whole time.
Yeah.
You sent the rest of them, didn't you?
Spared you so many of these. We really cannot explain like how many of these there are.
Oh, God.
Because they show during the NBA playoffs, they will show like three a game.
Jesus. I mean, they must be effective.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really hard to say because it kind of, personally, I don't really understand why it seems like so, what a giant percentage of all advertising is for insurance.
I know.
Because I have pretty much had the same, I've had the same insurance company since I started driving.
I mean, isn't the fact that we all need insurance enough? We all need it. We'll get it.
Yeah, it's the most heavily advertised product that you're legally obligated to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the government makes you buy it.
Yeah,
and yet, is there just a huge population that is changing their insurance provider on like a week to week basis based on who has the funnier ads between Progressive and Geico?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm a general man personally.
You're just, I love
that CGI.
And Shaq is in the newer ones.
Yeah, yeah. Hanging out with the CGI general.
Yeah, Shaq is in so many ads, by the way.
Yeah, we've talked about that exclusively.
We may have you on at a later date to
do
go
all of Shaq's commercials. Yeah,
it is incredible how many things he's endorsed, and that there's no top end and there's no bottom end.
Yeah, yeah.
Where were we? At Office Depot? There's just like a big Shaq cutout selling, I don't know, like a scanner or something?
No, yeah, it's actually printer ink.
Oh.
But also there's a Shaq, like, brand office chair.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's
But it's not like big. No, it's fine. It's just regular. It's just a chair.
Does it have a Superman logo on it? No. Like his round bed? Have you seen Shaq's big round
bed?
Yeah,
I like his round
bed. Yeah, yeah. Round bed's cool. Okay, so how long, Sean, do you think they do the Hoopers? Quite a while, right?
It's a whole season. It's a whole NBA season.
Yeah, basically all of these are, except for the first two, I believe, was one season.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these are, like, themed for the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they took a Cliff Paul break for the Hoopers, because he's Chris in these commercials, because he doesn't have the glasses and the mustache on.
Yeah. I thought it was a weird that they lead with an episode where Chris Paul is telling Kevin Love about puberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, he plays for the Cavaliers. That's why, he plays for the Cavaliers. That's why they make that very awkward Cavalier line.
Mm-hmm.
But think about the book he's reading him.
The Hornets.
I know
and
they're
the,
talking about the birds and the bees,
mm-hmm,
which
the
is
Hornets and the Hawks.
Like a trope. Yeah. The Hawks and the Hornets. Mm-hmm. But then he talks about when they mention the birds and the bees, that's not about the birds reproducing with the bees. And that seems to be what the commercial writers thought. Because Chris Paul says when a hawk and a hornet love each other very much, how is that going to work? Just logistically and physiologically.
I think that, yeah, that's a similar issue with the birds and the bees, I guess. But
That's really overwrought, I think. I can see the writer for that commercial just being like, okay, birds and bees, like, you know, let's get really specific. We'll do the hornet. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, like the basketball team.
They're basketball teams.
Like. Oh, they're basketball teams. Okay. I just didn't get that, I guess. Or should I just stand behind my point? Like, no.
Yes, he overthought what
that.
You said.
Yeah. Actually, that's cute. I like that. I like that now.
You like your thought?
No, I like.
He likes the Hawks and the Hornets now. Yeah,
I like it. I thought he was making a joke about, like, literal bees fucking birds.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever.
I see it.
Right, but they do make it sound like the Hawks and the Hornets are fucking each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not what the birds and the bees is all about.
No, that's what that's what Sean is saying.
Yeah.
Okay, great. We're all on the same page.
I never had that talk.
No one ever talked to you about it?
The birds and the bees?
Yeah, your parents.
I didn't.
Yeah.
No, my mom gave me a book, and she was like, you can read this book about sex.
Wait, which book was it?
It was called, like, Everything, All the Questions You Have About Sex.
No, that's a Woody Allen movie.
I was gonna say Everything You All Ever Wanted to Know About Sex, or Too Afraid to Ask. It was, like, literally a title like that. Because my mom caught me doing something in my room, and she was like, oh, I gotta get her a book. And she just, like, left it in my room without saying anything. It's like, oh god. Well, anyway,
that's the correct conversation to have. Yeah. Kids, by the way.
Totally. Yeah, you don't need to sit your
just kid. Leave them a book.
That sounds gross. That
sounds weird. Yeah.
No thanks.
All right.
I want to wait. I want to share about Sean not receiving any talks.
Look, I found books. That's how you do it. My parents had a copy of The Joy of Sex, and I would secretly read it. Okay. And then one day, my older sister, like, brought it out and started making fun of it, and my parents hid it forever. And I was like, God damn it!
Oh, no.
Oh, man. You were just getting into it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I still have found very little joy in sex, unfortunately.
Oh,
I just...
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, too sad. All right, so you know who else finds no joy in anything? Chris Paul in our next set of commercials, where he is being, he and his teammate DeAndre Jordan is back, but no longer in drag as the mom now. Just kind of hanging out at Chris Paul's mansion. Right, Sean? Isn't that how you describe what happens in this series of commercials?
Yes, and they try to make, again, State Farm's like, we're not connecting this with the basketball enough.
Yeah, so here is a...
Set the trap.
State Farm knows that for every one of those moments...
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
You know I got you.
There's one of these.
Set the trap.
Woo! Now that's what I'm talking about.
You know I got you.
Talk to an agent for help combining your home and auto into a plan that's right for you.
That's right. Teammates Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan are trying to catch a skunk at his house and get skunked.
And then somehow the skunks have, like, ambushed them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a question about this. At the end, were the skunks driving the car? Like, what was going on?
How did they open all the doors?
What was happening here? This is actually in my note. I wrote notes for this while I was writing them. I was like, I like the skunk one. This is the first one
that
I like.
Can you explain to me what happened? I was so bored by all the commercials by this point that it was hard for me to take in what was happening.
I cannot explain to you what happened. But
they're trying to wrangle skunks, did you say?
First of all, it starts with a catchphrase that I assume is canon.
Basketball related.
Yeah. And which was?
What did they say? They're like
traps. Guys? They're talking about traps, which is something you do in basketball. You trap a guy.
Oh yeah. Although so they don't really say set the trap.
No,
they don't actually say that, like, to each other right before they do an awesome play on the court.
No, no, no.
Oh well, I'm trying to look up some info about this ad.
It's too late to be googling.
No, it's not. Scathing headline about this particular ad. Chris Paul's new State Farm ad really stinks.
Oh, man. Google burned him
because of the skunks.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Viv, I'm explaining the commercial. Because I actually, this is the one that I perked up and listened, I followed followed attention to. You're good.
Jesus.
At first, they're like, set the trap. And then they do this awesome, like, basketball move on the court.
Yep.
Then it cuts to that. You're following.
Well, I'm actually reading an article that gives me a play by play of everything that happens.
Please stop reading. I'm talking to you right now. Just like, yep.
Listening.
And then it cuts to them with a skunk problem in their house. Their house is full of skunks.
I guess they live together in this idea of a commercial.
They're roommates.
Can I read this description of the ad? Because they do a really good job. Can I just read it real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
The ad opens at a basketball game with Paul whispering to Jordan, set the trap. The teammates trap Lillard just over half court, and Paul steals the ball.
Lillard, who, by the way, played the baby in the Hoopers. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. At the other end of the court, Paul alley-oops the ball to Jordan for a dunk. Lillard brushes the two off, and they congratulate each other with a fist bump. The voiceover says, State Farm knows that for every one of those moments, there's one of these. The ad cuts to Jordan armed with a broom, Lillard armed with a trash can lid, and Paul set to battle the rodents. Mm-hmm. Set the trap, Lillard says, but it's too... But it is a typo. But it's be too late for whatever trap the trio has planned.
Also, skunks, hold on. Skunks are not rodents. Who
are rodents? Yes, they are.
They're not rodents.
You don't think so? Okay, well, this is an argument that we'll have later.
I'll check it out later. Okay, well, yeah, that's pretty much the end.
Okay, and the skunks proceed to douse the home with spray. Yep, sounds about right. All right.
where do we go from here?
Well, on to the next one, unless, Sean, you want to talk about the skunks. This is... They proceed to basically kill off Cliff Paul in this next ad. Sean, do you want to talk about this one?
The guy who plays the State Farm agent in that commercial, helping them out after the skunks, that's a real State Farm agent. By the way.
Good for him.
Why
good
did
for
they
him.
Do that?
Well, what they do in these commercials, and I think it helped our friend Dan Gill, who plays the insurance agent to the Hoopers, they like having tall people in the commercials.
Yes, they do. Specifically among the basketball players?
Yes, although they do abandon this a little later. So let's let's start with... Now, Chris Paul ends up getting traded to the Houston Rockets. He leaves DeAndre Jordan, his teammate, the cross-dressing... skunk-enabling teammate / roommate he has.
But Damian Lillard was also not his roommate or teammate, and he also lived with them in that series of commercials, so it's very confusing.
Well, it feels like they hate Kevin Love. That's the message I get, is that they renewed three of the five Hoopers contracts. And they were like, and Kevin Love's like, well, I let you put my real head on a prepubescent boy's body for these commercials. You're going to have me do more than one. And they're like, not really.
So they decide to abandon DeAndre Jordan, he also abandons his twin brother, Cliff Paul.
Yes, because he is playing basketball in a different city.
So let's listen to that one.
Goodbyes are never easy. But when you're born to assist... You can't close one door without first opening another.
Man, I'm miss seeing that face every day, Cliff. You're the only one who
can get you?
Yeah, and this move's been...
A big deal?
Let me show you something. You found me a new State Farm agent?
Think of it.
That's my last assist. I miss you, man.
Now, doesn't that sound like Cliff Paul's dying?
It does, right?
It's my last assist. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait, Land had his headphones off. Can you play
it? No, I heard it.
You did? Okay. You heard it? You are. How did you hear that?
It's loud as hell because you didn't. I'm not going to get into it, but we had some technical difficulties.
We did?
My headphones are loud as hell, and you never turned them down for me.
Oh, mine sound good. Sorry, guys. That's actually your problem.
That's why I'm wearing my head. Okay, I'm sorry. I did not want to get into this on the pod.
Do you have a wheel on your headphones?
I don't have a wheel on the headphones. Okay, it'd be great if I did.
I'm sorry, everyone. Wheel.
Okay, so they're at Cliff Paul's retirement party in this commercial. Yeah. But it feels like a funeral. It looks like a funeral. Yeah. Which, 33, normal time to retire as a basketball player, not a normal time to retire as a insurance agent.
No.
And he leaves him a note, and this was how the season ended, saying, I found you a new insurance agent, and it's Oscar. It's a picture of Oscar from The Office.
Yes.
But not playing Oscar.
No, he's playing Cole Perez. He's playing Agent Cole Perez.
Oh, no.
Steve is just learning about this right now.
I mean, yeah, what circumstances would a State Farm agent retire that young? Do they make any kind of commission off of the accidents they deal with?
Oh, maybe that's it. He was like, hey, what's Skunk House got destroyed?
Yeah, I made so much money off Skunk Town.
Skunk House. Now that I would watch. Something called Skunk House. Sam's nodding at me.
I was sprayed by a skunk once.
Yeah, I know. Heard that story.
That's a story for another time.
So let's hear the Cole Perez commercial now. The introduction of Cole Perez.
Yeah. He's in Houston, so he's got to have new teammates in the commercials with him.
Shit.
Wait, that's not right.
Find a new song. Hey Chris, how's
the work going? Well, they did. They did. That was from the.
They did.
Yeah. I missed my place trying to rewind it when Sean started talking over it because this one's a little low. And then it went back to the front. But I figured it is here.
Okay. Oh.
God damn it. There it is.
Just a guy.
Hey, Chris, how's the move going? I get it. New house, new truck. This move's a big deal for your family. But it looks like you can use a breather. Let's roll.
You read my mind.
Hey, strike!
Man, I'm getting hungry.
Anything else?
Oh, chili fries.
Chew up chili fries!
I can change it.
You cool? You like it?
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why
I never wanna hear you say that I want it.
Is that James?
Hey, you guys need help?
No, we're good. Yes.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
So that was them picking up his two new teammates who were stranded on the side of the road.
Chicken fingers.
All right. This is worse than Cliff Paul, right?
Yeah.
Like, now it's like a weird, we've introduced a minor celebrity playing not himself, doing like a road trip thing.
Yeah. I mean, first, the feeling I first get is that I'm sad that that the actor who played Oscar from The Office, which is his name Oscar in real life?
It is Oscar Noon, yeah.
I'm sure it's a very well-paying, like, awesome gig, but I had higher hopes for him, but I'm sad that he's in this series of commercials.
Now, I'm going to tell you another, Sean spared you another one that is the worst one of this series of commercials, where there's a fake Oscar Nunez robot that malfunctions and starts shooting goo out of its eyes.
Not goo.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
Every commercial you describe that you didn't show us sounds amazing. Why didn't you show this
to us?
Well,
here, I'll send you this one. You can watch this. We can hear you watch this one. This one is upsetting, I would say. Right, Sean? It was. You decided it was too upsetting to send. That's why you didn't send it.
Yes, it was upsetting, yes. I will say, if you're feeling bad about it, Aviva, I actually know for sure that this commercial series was extremely lucrative.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So that part of it is probably okay. And he's, I think he's still acting on Netflix's Mr. Iglesias.
Well, our friend Chris Garcia is a writer on it. All right.
Good for everyone involved.
Please cut that part out. Never heard of it.
Crazy. So I should say the thing that makes me sad about these commercials is that Cliff Paul is dead.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. Not a real person. Sure.
Right. Not a real person, but still. Yeah. They never gave Chris Paul time for his to grieve his brother's death.
They
replaced him immediately with a man from The Office.
This is like if your child dies and you just adopt another kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that works for some people, I think.
Yeah, I guess I you know what? I've never been in that situation, and do what you need to do.
Because, a kid dies and then people are like, you know what, honey, I know that what we went through was really traumatic, but let's try for another. And then it's a healing experience. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I can see our dead child in the new child's eyes. Oh,
let's give it the same name.
See,
that's a good idea.
See, this really upset me because it's like a John Mulaney situation, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Where Chris Paul immediately replaced his brother Cliff with Oscar.
Yeah. Look, I think parasocial relationships are healthy, and that's why I write for The Atlantic now or something.
It was Vox. Anyway, Aviva and Lan, do you want to watch this State Farm commercial? And we can... I'll play it while you guys watch it.
We'll do
the robot one.
It's in the chat.
Should we click on it?
Should we actually watch it?
Yeah, just watch it, yeah.
All right, Lan, do you know how to get to the chat?
Well, I know how to get to the chat. Don't you worry about me. I'm a tech professional. Okay.
You guys can't see us, right?
YouTube loading up.
Okay, good.
You're
both nude.
Well, yeah. We thought the camera was off.
And I will hit play on the count of three, so we're playing at the same time.
Wait, our internet is not there yet.
We have slow computer...
My computer is 10 years old.
Syndrome to get technical.
Lan, why don't you pause that bad boy? Let it load a little bit.
Weave has like.
I think I'm connected
Adobe
to my printer's Wi-Fi.
It's on
the,
like a 20-year-old MacBook. Okay.
Okay, it's loading. Here we go.
We're watching it.
No, we're not. And one.
Wait, no, actually, it's not ready.
I think you guys are actually tethered
to my phone right now.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for leaving that hotspot on. Okay. One, two, three.
This happens all the time. I'll help take care of it.
No, I'll take care of it.
What's that?
The budget insurance companies are building these cheap knockoff robots to compete with us.
How may I assist you, fine gentleman?
It's kind of freaky.
All right. Look at his face.
Look at his nose.
His ears. Got terrible eyes.
Well, not
so still. I've never had a girlfriend. Really
guys, regardless of the looks, one thing is certain. These bots don't have the compassion of a real State Farm agent.
I have compassion.
Chill, we cool.
I am so sorry for your automobile.
Shit.
Okay, that was, you should have said that.
That was maybe one of my favorite commercials so far.
very disturbing.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
that
it's
was
fucked up, right?
That was really fun. Yeah, the goo that what
the
other
goo
movie
in its
is
eyes.
There, like what other movie is like goo and the alien and the goo comes
like
out?
Alien.
Oh, Alien. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. What?
You know what it reminded me of is, do you remember those Duracell commercials from the 90s with family called the Puttermans?
Yeah.
Those are the worst commercials of all time, maybe.
You should
get
the Puttermans on.
Yeah. We did an episode them that I...
Yeah, we did one
I should
on
try
it.
To find, I was trying to find someone who was involved with the Puttermans, but you know who directed those commercials was, what's his name, Barry Sonnenfeld?
That makes sense. Adam's Family and Men in Black.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim Burton's DP, I believe. All right.
All right.
Jimmy knows.
So I would say this is where you think these are getting to a low point, right, Sean?
I would say yes.
But
yes,
unfortunately,
sure.
It's just going to get lower from there. There's a series of commercials where then after this, every commercial is someone destroying Chris Paul's house. So here's one where the Houston Rockets mascot does it.
Cole, appreciate you recommending these stormproof windows.
No problem. I'm always thinking ahead. Clutch, no!
So the mascot keeps shooting a t-shirt cannon in his home because it's halftime in the game they're watching.
Well, the windows still look good.
It's still going.
No, you're good. It's done.
Is the Rockets? You said the Rockets mascot was in there.
Yeah, his name is Clutch.
Is the mascot a rocket?
No, the mascot is a bear.
Oh, doesn't make any sense.
It's a bear named Clutch. Yeah, we can't really get into it.
But you've discussed it before.
I've discussed it on other podcasts. I don't know if we've talked about it on this one.
Well, also, our old co-host, Dave Schilling, is a giant fan of Clutch the Bear. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I think we didn't want to bring up a potentially divisive topic.
Mm-hmm. Clutch is one of the worst mascots in the NBA. No. That's all I'll say.
It's just inappropriate. Like, why is it a bear? Yeah. There's one bear team in the NBA.
But he's also, like, fake. He's, like, fake shitty Rocky, the Denver Nuggets mascot. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Oh, by the way, Barry Sonnenfeld was the, he was the cinematographer for the Coen brothers after Sam Raimi.
Oh, that was my mistake. It was the Coen brothers, not
And then
Tim
briefly
Burton.
Rob Reiner.
Okay, he's had quite
a shot. Career. He shot Misery, When Harry Met Sally, and the movie Big.
Okay, oh my God. We can't talk about Barry Sonnenfeld. We gotta
just let you guys know.
I think the last thing he did, he might have directed some of that show Schmigadoon, if I may just talk
about it. He's definitely a producer, at least.
Oh, a producer. Excuse me.
Okay, so that is the end of the Cole Perez era in the State Farm cinematic universe.
There's another ad where James Harden heats up Chinese food in the microwave, but leaves the metal tong on,
and
the whole kitchen catches on fire.
There's
a silhouette of his beard.
There's also one where an actual buck is in his garage and destroys his garage.
Which people played a lot after this year's NBA Finals when Chris Paul's team lost to the Bucks.
Yeah. In the NBA Finals. But
so what's happening off screen after this Cole Perez era is that State Farm has decided that Cole Perez is geographically linked to the city of Houston.
Yeah.
And right before this, Chris Paul gets traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so they have to bring in some new impediments to Chris Paul's life. It's not enough that animals and his friends are destroying his home constantly.
And so they replace, they get much less, they don't, there's much less fanfare in replacing Cole Perez this time, though. He's just gone. And in his stead is the new Jake from State Farm. And
yes.
And more importantly, their big name get this time is, of course, Carlton from The Fresh Prince himself, Alfonso Ribeiro, who plays a man trying to single white female Chris Paul.
That's kind of funny.
Well, it's not. So let's hear it.
Hey, yo, welcome to the new Chris Paul workout show. If you want to make it to the NBA, you got to have a killer crossover. TNCP crossover. Jake from State Farm.
Here's the deal. There's no replacing the real Chris Paul, just like there's no replacing State Farm.
Are you sure about that?
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Oh, God, this is a weird fan edit.
Sorry. I let that go too long. Anyway.
There's another one where he is turned around in a Chris Paul outfit and he frightens Chris Paul's son.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm your dad.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
And then he breaks a window.
Here's the Carlton.
So the other thing going on here is State Farm had one commercial where the concept is a woman thinks she is catching her husband talking to like a phone sex line or a girlfriend late at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's his State Farm agent, Jake.
Oh God.
But they have replaced the old Jake, who was kind of a middle-aged, pudgy white guy.
Yeah, young, handsome boy.
With a super fit African American Jake from State Farm.
Yep, seen him.
Okay. A very handsome Jake.
I've seen this commercial a lot. I think it like came up on my YouTube quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you feel about this theme that being a State Farm client is inextricably linked with disaster and the destruction of all your possessions?
Not good. I mean, the and also just, well, I don't feel great about that. And the amount of contact these people maintain with their State Farm agents is not healthy at all. Like, you talk to, I want to say they spend like 80% of their time just with their State Farm agent.
Mm-hmm.
Willingly. Like,
they
you
are
know.
Always at Chris Paul's house. Constantly. Yeah. And it, they, like, at least yeah. when it was his estranged, long-lost brother, it made sense.
Yeah, they're yeah. making up for their lost family. Time, and yeah, they're yeah. learning about their family history.
And this,
but
and
Chris this is, Paul isn't yeah. even in this one.
Sure, he's just kind of
he's like the concept.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he. I would assume he's a busy man. I wouldn't want to. He's what at this point been in like 50 State Farm commercials.
It's also strange that the theme of this one. That I believe that the weird fan edit we were getting was kind of pointing out. The theme of this one is there's no replacing Chris Paul, but the man saying that is someone who's already replaced Jake from State Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't... Yeah.
Troubling, right?
A little troubling. He's laughing quietly to himself.
Is there more Alfonso Ribeiro stuff coming? Because I've got, I just had a memory of Alfonso Ribeiro.
Well, tell us. Shoot.
Yeah. This is the time to do it.
I had a 45 of his record where he was a music artist. He has a single called "Not Too Young."
Mm-hmm.
And you should really look it up because he's just kind of dressed like Michael Jackson. He's like, he's but a boy. That's actually, it's not a good story. I shouldn't have interjected.
Land, finish.
That's it.
Oh.
I had a record. But, oh, Jesus, it's a whole universe they've created here at the State Farm.
I know. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people who actually have like an attachment to Jake from State Farm and are, I'm sure there are a lot of also, I would assume like racist people who are like, I would just imagine there are angry people online who are upset at Jake from State Farm being mm-hmm. replaced. I would just assume. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's out there.
And there's fan edits of State Farm commercials.
Well, I don't even want to get into that.
That's maybe beyond the scope.
Mm-hmm.
We can really deal
with. Damn it, this is a fan edit.
But what we need to really talk about is throughout the one thing that keeps going throughout history in these commercials is Chris Paul's home being destroyed constantly.
Yeah.
And the next season, they decided to start playing on that. And so here
he switches
is one,
teams again.
Yeah, he
which
switches
means he,
team, which means Alfonso Ribeiro is gone. Jake from State Farm, though, stays. This season was more of a hodgepodge of stuff going on.
Okay.
But one that was going on is this one in which Chris Paul, it acknowledges that Chris Paul has PTSD from all of the things happening in these commercials.
Oh,
it gets meta here, so.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? State Farm thing. Da-da-da-da-da. I think we're in a commercial. Jake from State Farm, I knew it.
Don't worry, Chris. Things are going to go surprisingly great.
Dad, look!
Christmas!
Ooh, see? Surprising. Just like State Farm, surprisingly great rates.
I didn't even record.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, yeah, Chris Paul knows he now knows he's in these commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hate when commercials are, like, self-aware. They're like, listen, we know we're a commercial.
Ugh.
And that makes... Yeah.
So I want you to see they start leaning even harder into it with the Super Bowl ad that I just shared in the chat.
Ew.
Featuring some stunt casting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't wink at me, State Farm. How dare you?
And some really likable celebrities are in it.
Oh, it's what you just sent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull up the clip, Land.
I don't know how Land, to use Skype.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I did something bad.
Land, you're being really bad. Okay, hold on. Whoa, Land, you're acting a fool right now. I know what you did.
Okay, you're using the computer right now. There you go.
Yeah, I know what I do. Drake!
Okay. Are we going to do another 1, 2, 3 yep. situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, we're going to have to do a pause and load. A
couple seconds for the computer. What do you have open on this computer?
I got some tabs for some to-go coffee cups I might want to buy.
You got too many tabs open.
Okay.
Oh, this is the Drake one. Okay.
You've seen this?
I have seen this.
Who is Patrick Mahomes? Is he a basketball player?
No, he's a football player.
Oh, okay.
Paul Rudd.
Aaron Rodgers is okay. a baseball player?
Aaron Rodgers is also a football player.
So this is a football.
It's the Super Bowl.
Oh, you said Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. No, that is football.
Yes, that is football.
Yeah. No, I know that.
Okay.
Okay. On three.
Ready?
One, two. Three.
Hey, Rodgers, look, I'm you.
Jacob State Farm. You couldn't find a standard that looked anything like me?
Have you seen mine?
It's like looking in a mirror, right?
Now, that one makes sense.
Look, guys, I don't even have a stand-in.
Of course you do.
Hold on. Is that Drake?
That's right. Drake from State Farm.
Like a good neighbor. Stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh, okay.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay.
Drake's kind of a jerk in that commercial, I gotta say.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be there.
What is that actor's name was at the beginning of the commercial? He's like in a bunch of... The guy with the cheese head on. He's in a bunch of stuff. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
You should get him on the show.
I think he's too big.
His name is Adrian Martinez.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
He's also...
He's in a lot of stuff. We can't. We cannot just walk this.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're not going to watch anything.
We're at
there.
90. We're at 90 minutes already.
Oh God. Okay, Adrian Martinez, check him out.
So the other hodgepodge that happens here in this slate of commercials is there's also some real low budge pandemic ones that they clearly filmed. Where Chris Paul becomes a basket. They say Chris Paul's going to become it's another meta one with WNBA player Sabrina Ionescu. And here's that.
Okay, Sabrina, I see you.
Where do you want this at, Chris?
Wait, what?
Is this one of your State Farm commercials?
Yeah, sure is.
Jake from State Farm?
Did they not send you all the scripts?
No. Chris smiles and says, "Wild love, State Farm's surprisingly great rates." Then suddenly his body turns into a basketball. Come on, this stuff is...
Chris?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay, so this one was hotly contested by listeners of our podcast. We got multiple messages saying, "This sucks," because when he reads the script, he says... Chris Paul's body turns into a basketball, but he's holding a basketball, so it should be two basketballs bouncing on the cut. But it's actually just one because they cheaped out and, you know, did a cheap camera trick, right, where the basketball he's holding is bouncing there.
Wait, and it's not possible that his, like, soul inhabited the basketball that he was holding.
Oh, that's a fair point that we never brought up. But you'd think if his body is turning into a basketball, it wouldn't be the one he was holding, you know?
But what if his, like, hand... what if it all fused together and the ball absorbed the mass of his body?
Became one with the ball.
Yeah. That's an excellent point.
Thank you.
But so,
but I would have loved to see two basketballs bouncing. Right, would have been just as easy.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see why they didn't go with that.
Eva, can I tell you a quick fact about actor Adrian Martinez?
Please,
he guest stars on one episode of Gotham, your sister's favorite TV show of all time.
Okay. All right,
you wouldn't believe the shows my sister watches. She loves Manifest. She loves Gotham. Okay. Anyway. another time.
So this is where we're at this season, where they're doing half of the commercials are these ones, these cheap ones with Sabrina Ionescu, where they like turn into cardboard cutouts. Jake,
wait, can I ask you something?
Sure.
When you say season, are you talking about basketball?
The basketball season.
Okay, because I'm like, are you referring to these series of commercials as seasons?
No, but they are basically because they change from season to season.
That's true. Yeah,
They correspond.
They correspond. Thank you.
But and also a lot of them end on cliffhangers.
Yeah. Like
the one they fucking so we have this one. We have the one with Jake from State Farm where nothing happens, right? Mm-hmm. Where Chris is, Paul is scared that something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And this season's season finale had a shocking twist in it. So I'll play you this one. And this will be our final commercial because we don't know where it's going to go from here.
What's going on, Dad?
In a State Farm commercial, anything can happen. It's okay to be afraid, but sometimes in life you have to face those fears.
Is that Jake from State Farm?
Don't worry. Things are gonna go surprisingly great, like State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
What's up, family?
Uncle Cliff!
That's right, they brought Cliff Paul back on a cliffhanger.
Yay! Wow.
At the end of this season. Go ahead, Aviva.
I'm just happy they maintained the relationship.
Jeez, I mean, their marketing worked on you. You just learned about this today, and you're, like, invested.
Well, I mean, I hope he gave his brother some money, too.
I know.
I mean, you're kind of shipping Chris and Cliff right now, would you say?
I ship them as brothers.
I mean, that's not in, like, a...
I think they should get together.
Relationship.
That would be a if that happened in a commercial, I'd be like, I'm staying with State Farm. I already have them, and I'll continue to use them.
That'd be a twist.
That'd be wild. There should, okay.
All right. So that's your takeaway here, Aviva, is that Cliff and Chris Paul should fuck.
You led me there, and I said. Yes, please.
Could you imagine the publicity, though? It would be such a successful campaign.
Wow, I mean, they weren't, like, raised together, so it's not, you know.
Yeah, they weren't raised together, so, that's...
No, it's like they're strangers.
That's a really good point.
That's not it. No, that doesn't make it okay.
So, here's my question for you guys. Don't you feel like... After watching all these commercials, this is State Farm realizing they made a mistake and were lost in the wilderness for a long time with Chris Paul.
Yeah, they got in too deep because when they started, clearly they've built this whole universe and world where they have this backstory. They're like tracing it back generations. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, you're really like setting up this huge campaign for yourselves. You can't just abandon it after mm-hmm. like what we met. Chris and Cliff as brothers, where's the story going to go? Like, well, we're going to finish it out for you. Don't
we're
you worry.
We're going to meet the Oscar Nunez robot instead.
Yeah, what a wild ride. Yeah, I think they're in a little too deep. And with him moving from city to city, they're like, they had to scramble and figure out their next move. And I mean, I would say the whole... as a whole, the Chris Paul State Farm campaign, I would consider it a failure. Probably not for State Farm, but just in terms of my own entertainment. I think they failed me.
Land, do you have any final thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I mean, what I learned from this episode is that insurance is a grim business. It's
They're it's, not your friend.
Vive, let me get my final thought out.
Okay, I'm just hype, the hype man.
All right, fine. It's a grim business. So somewhere along the line, they're like, we must use comedy to sell this, pretty sad, like mortality based. Just like, yeah, like losing all your possessions and just the fear of bad things happening. That's what insurance is. So they're like, let's get a little humor in the mix, and that'll, and it, quite frankly, it works. Mm-hmm. Is I guess is like that Geico lizard. Oh boy, he sure gets me laughing. I don't know what my point is here.
But, yeah. I mean, one time I had to deal with a State Farm agent from someone else's insurance because this 90-year-old woman hit me with her car when I was on a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
And the State Farm agent was like, well, it looks like it was your fault.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So that's the dark side of State Farm. Are they that friendly? I guess he was trying to help her, so.
Yeah, they're blind. They're actually too loyal. It's good for the customer, bad for society.
Bad for humanity.
Wait, did you say you still have State Farm?
I have State Farm. This was before I had car insurance. This is when I was dealing with another woman's agent. But still, and I was trying to get money out of her.
But even after insurance. This experience, you stuck with them.
Yeah, I was like, sounds good. I mean, you know, there's like, I don't
because,
know.
Yeah, it's just, it's a...
They ended up paying me. After I talked to them for months, I was like, no, she hit me with that car. And they were like, okay.
All right. I think that's our episode.
Yeah.
Aviva, yeah. Land, tell our audience where they can get AdWizards podcast, follow you on socials, whatever.
Yeah, you can listen.
You perform live? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Oh, actually, you guys should, I don't know when this episode's coming out, but you should, if you're in the Bay Area, you should come to Talkies at Cobb's on October 20th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This will be up way before October 20th. So
Come on down if you're in the Bay Area to Cobb's on October 20th. We'll be doing comedy. We'll be selling tote bags, I think. That's not the highlight. The highlight's the comedy, but we're thinking of printing some totes. And listen to AdWizards pretty much anywhere. We're like kind of on a hiatus. We're gonna pick that back up soon. Great first 10 episodes. Listen to those. And then we'll be right back. And anyway, follow us on Twitter at Land for Land, and at Livin' La Viva Loca for me.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. AdWizards.
Oh, AdWizards.
Thank you for checking us. Oh, goddamn! I'm making it worse.
Thank you for checking us.
But,
out.
Hey, guys, it was really great to talk to you.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for having us.
We love you too. And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where 3 days ago I tweeted, I'm at the age where buying a recliner seems like a good idea, even though it won't go with my home decor style. Sean, did you record a song for today's episode?
You know, I don't. I don't have a new song. I have a couple banked, but when I get back to my home studio, I'll be raring to go. And also not with a wretched cough. But I'd like to rerun.
Oh, you don't want me to just play Droppin' Dimes?
You know what? Just play Droppin' Dimes. Right?
All right. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's not do another episode about State Farm commercials because we've done 3 this year.
No.
Bye.
Drip, drip, drop.
Droppin' Dimes, Droppin' Dimes.
Baby Dame Dollar here, trailblazing dimes everywhere. I don't want to boast, but I'm dropping dimes from coast to coast. Dropping dimes everywhere, like I just don't care. I'm dropping dimes on the bike, on the stairs. I'm even dropping dimes on my teddy bear.
I probably shouldn't have brought up how much money you can save with State Farm by combining your home and auto insurance around the kids.
Kevin, where you get all them dimes from?
Combine home and auto. Save money. Drop dimes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.